to lean on.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Calling all leaders in the blindness field. Join Vision Serve Alliance, a network of organizations and leaders working to expand opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight. VSA is more than just a membership organization. It's a powerful network of influencers, thinkers, and leaders. Members receive tools like workshops, webinars, and conferences to stay ahead of the curve and strengthen your ability to carry out your agency's core mission. Join as a nonprofit, for-profit, school for the blind, or individual advocate. Now until November 1st, join as an individual associate to receive a free registration to the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference. Looking to advertise your business line? Become a sponsor of the VSA ELC to share your products with decision makers in the field. Visit VSAELC.com for more details.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome to your show. This is the hottest show on the radio. This is your host, Michael. Welcome to Blind and Beyond. We thank you very much for joining us. We really thank you for inviting us to your, well, your bedroom, your living room, wherever you have us in your house. And if you're driving in a car, listening on the radio, you want to know what the show's all about? Well, we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. And I hope you can call in. The phone number to call in, 407-894. We have so many people here tonight, we can't fit them in our house. That's right. They're all over. That's right. You're live. We are live from, well, I can't even say Orlando because some of us are not in Orlando. First, let me introduce to the players that are here in Florida. To my left, sitting in my home, my beautiful co-host, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn Golder?
I'm here, and welcome everybody to the last show of 2020. So we're really, really happy that you're with us. We're going to have a lot of fun.
And our guest host, well, he's far away. He lives in Ocala, Florida. I'm talking about the one, the only, Charles Brooks. Are you there, Charles Brooks?
Good evening, everyone. I hope you all had a Merry Christmas and looking forward to a Happy New Year.
Well, guess what? Now I'm going to introduce you to our co-host. That's right. We've got them all tonight here. First, let me introduce you, Gary Sinclair. Gary Sinclair, are you there, Gary Sinclair?
Ho, ho, ho. I sure am.
Hi, Gary.
And
hello, everybody.
Behind Charles and Gary, we have the, listen to this one, the smart one, the beautiful one, the one that says young in every breath. That's right, the one, the only, Miss Young, Sheila Young. Are you there, Sheila? Co-host, Sheila Young.
I am. Thank you, Michael. Good evening, everybody. Merry belated Christmas and a very happy New Year. So.
And right behind, well, Miss Young, we have the effervescent, the one, the only, king of music here in Orlando. His name is Big Dave. Big Dave Hildebrand. Dave, are you there? Co-host.
Hey. And also in this corner, and my lovely wife Brenda. Say hi,
and
Brenda.
Oh my goodness, Brenda's there too.
Glad to be here.
And the only one that's in the studio,
all by himself
in the studio, because somebody's got to be in the studio. This is not a podcast. This is on the radio, so someone's got to be pushing those little dials and pushing the buttons. Answering your calls, we have the one, the only, Chris Shaw. You there, Chris Shaw?
Lonely. I'm so lonely.
Hey.
Hey, good evening, everybody. How's everybody doing?
We feel good. For you,
Charles. Good, good.
This show, in case you all would like to know, it's supposed to be a fun show tonight. So listen, folks, we got a lot of trivia tonight. And listen, if you would like to, tonight is tonight. Call up, and if you got something to say about Miss 2020, say goodbye, good riddance to 2020. If you got something to say, call up. Let's hear it. 407-894-1680. This is a wide open show. So the bottom line is every man for himself tonight. Call in 407-894-1680. If you got something to say, especially. We'd like to hear what happened to you in 2020. What?
Michael, hey, Michael. Every man for himself. What's wrong with women?
Right, every person.
Yeah,
every person. Okay,
so everybody, before we go to your shout-outs, I know you all have some shout-outs, personal shout-outs, but I would like to just remind everybody of a couple of people, friends, that we lost this year. So in memoriam 2020, I would like to remember Maddie Hickson and Betty Shop. And we love both of them, and we miss them dearly, and they were our loyal listeners. And I'd also like to remember friends from the past, Patty Land, whose birthday was on Christmas, Joe Pilano and his twin brother, Chris Pilano, and Brooke Evans and Helen Haber. And we miss each and every
one of them. These were people that enjoyed the show and were very involved with the show. These were people not just there, they called in, they participated in the show all the years we were on. Absolutely.
They were almost part of the show, Michael.
Well,
that's right.
We missed them terribly.
Yep.
So now I'd like to turn it over, Michael, if it's okay with you, to each one.
Yeah. Okay. Gary, you got a shout out, Gary Sinclair?
Yeah, I got a shout out to my grandsons. They said they'd be listening tonight. I hope they are. My son, Wayne.
Sheila Young, you got a shout out?
Absolutely. To everyone that I have reached out to, I hope you are listening, and I hope you will call in. And to Lynn Roberts and Pam Sogi, they have birthdays this week, so happy early birthday.
Happy early birthday.
And Dave and Brenda. You got any shout-outs?
Dave has a special
shout-out. I'd like to give a shout out to our good buddies in Pittsburgh, Terry and Marcy Lake, and my friend and dedicated listener Neville French, and also as you mentioned in the memoriam, my good friend and bandmate Bri Carlin passed away mid-year, and so I miss him terribly, and that was a sad moment for this year, but we are looking forward to good things in 2021. So bring it on, man.
Charles Brooks, do you have anybody shout out? Charles Brooks?
Shout out to Amos Boyer. Lost his wife, Elizabeth, this year. Hope you had a very blessed Christmas and looking forward to a new year. Bigger and better things.
Maybe. Okay.
Chris Shaw. You got any shout outs, Chris Shaw?
Yeah, you know, there are a list of people that we lost due to the pandemic, and I can't name them all, but, you know, just our hearts and our love go out to each and every family member that we've lost this because of this pandemic. So shout out to all of you all that have lost someone. Stay encouraged. Keep pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling.
Let me tell you something. Thank you very much, Chris. 2020. There's a word for it. The only word I could think of, it sucked. That's the only thing I can think of. I was just going to say that. The only thing that I can say that happened good to Lynn and me that was good, we have two great grandchildren that were born this year.
Right.
That's the only thing I can say, our two great-grandchildren. So I guess it's amazing that we have not only grandchildren, but great-grandchildren.
Oh, I could think of something else that's positive, Michael. Neither you nor Lynn or any of us were affected by the COVID personally.
Well, that goes.
None of us have been ill, so we can say a blessing for that.
Absolutely.
I want to say something. Yeah, and something else I want to say. All the people that are listening on this radio right now, we should do a silent prayer for one thing. We're all blessed. You can hear us on the radio. You're blessed that we all have something to eat over the last few months.
Right, we keep telling ourselves
and
every time.
Be blessed that we have a place under a shelter, roof over our head. There's a lot of people that might not be listening to this radio show that are very bad.
Michael, I have a suggestion. I think we have a reverend there who could lead us to a prayer.
I think that's a great idea.
Charles,
we're going to go to break right now, so we'll have to do that after. And then after the break, our guest caller is in the Zoom room. So after that, then Charles can do a prayer.
Okay, that's a good idea. Good idea. We're going to break.
Thank you, everybody.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches, and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades perform for you.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
A new offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. Spoken Rx is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about Spoken Rx or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx.
Sunday Scaries is thrilled to partner with the Blind and Beyond radio show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scaries' CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scaries today with a 100% money-back guarantee at sundayscaries.com and save 25% off your first purchase with code BB25.
The Assistive Technology Industry Association is excited to bring its annual conference online this winter. ATIA 2021 AT Connected, ATIA's annual event focused on learning about assistive technology across age, disability, and environments, will be held online the last week of January and first week of February. This year's conference features a powerful education strand focused on vision and hearing technologies, as well as the world's leading companies showcasing the latest in vision-related assistive technologies. Check out the exhibitors' experience and all the prizes ATIA's exhibitors are giving away. This year, there is also a range of registration options, including a free option. Plus, for the month of November, you can get 20% off full conference registration with discount code ATIA21Vision. Learn more by visiting ATIA.org/blind and beyond.
Calling all leaders in the blindness field. Join Vision Serve Alliance, a network of organizations and leaders working to expand opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight. VSA is more than just a membership organization. It's a powerful network of influencers, thinkers, and leaders. Members receive tools like workshops, webinars, and conferences to stay ahead of the curve and strengthen your ability to carry out your agency's core mission. Join as a nonprofit, for-profit, school for the blind, or individual advocate. Now until November 1st, join as an individual associate to receive a free registration to the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference. Looking to advertise your business line? Become a sponsor of the VSA ELC to share your products with decision makers in the field. Visit VSAELC.com for more details.
Protect your head from tree branches, signs, and anything your cane doesn't pick up with a Sunu Band, the first smart mobility aid for blind pedestrians.
It's very discreet. I can scan around with my wrist, and the vibrations tell me where the obstacles are in real time. It's like having an invisible cane for my upper body. It makes it easy to keep social distance, navigate crowds, following waiting lines, and more. On top of that, the free mobile app guides me to places, streets, and destinations step by step. The best part is I don't need to take my phone out of my pocket to use these features. Sunu Band is amazing.
Visit sunu.com and learn more. Use discount code BEYOND40 and receive $40 off your Sunu Band. That's sunu.com, sunu.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. I want to wish you back. That's right. I want to wish you back. Not for 2020, but let's just say this way. We can't wait till 2021 gets here. Right now, we have on the line. That's right. On the line. He happens to be the president CEO of Lighthouse Works and Lighthouse Central Florida. The one, the only, Kyle Johnson. Are you there, Kyle Johnson?
Hey, I'm here. How we doing?
Woo-hoo!
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Kyle.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Hey, so thank you. So great to be back and so great to hear all your voices.
It's so much fun.
Well, tell us about Works and tell us about Lighthouse Works.
Get together.
That's right. When we all
What's that?
I said, tell us about Lighthouse Works these days. Is it still everything okay there in 2020?
Lighthouse Central Florida.
Everything is doing well at Lighthouse Works. We have over 100 call center agents now.
Wow. Good for you.
So at Lighthouse Works, we've got about 116 employees last time I looked. And we're growing the businesses, primarily the call center, and we are growing jobs. And we're actually beginning to employ people working remotely, and we, for the first time, have employees in other states. We've got an employee in New York. We've got an employee in Pennsylvania. So that's exciting.
That is really exciting. So what?
We just did a little looking back. I'm sorry, what?
I said, what are the jobs that are available right now?
Well, we've got a few call center opportunities in the pipeline that may land. That's where the primary driver of growth is for us, is these customer service jobs. We typically take calls, inbound calls, rather than outbound sales calls and such. You know, we're really good at customer service and making guests feel very satisfied when they're done getting the assistance they need. And so that's really where our opportunities are. And I will ask for sure anybody out there who's interested in working at Lighthouse Works or working for, you don't necessarily have to work at Lighthouse Works these days, but that you connect with us and you make yourself known to us, because even if we don't have a position lined up, these contracts that we acquire will close and we'll have to ramp up very quickly. And we always prioritize blind or visually impaired candidates. And we want to know their names and know that they're there. You know, some of the opportunities that come up, that particular candidate who's blind or visually impaired may not be interested in it. That's okay. That gives us an opportunity to say, well, what are you interested in? So we know to reach out. It's always better to have a list of people that we can go to rather than just advertising it in traditional ways.
Kyle, you have packages and stuff that you make up and send out and stuff. Well, what kind of things do you put together for these packages?
Well, we build the Disney Magic Band boxes. So if you get a Magic Band in the mail from Disney, our team put those together. We've done over 4 million of those since the inception of our contract. We package and supply PPP. We package and supply medical supplies for the state of Florida and the federal government. We're working with a manufacturer distributor right now and selling safety kits that are branded. So they're a mask that has the company logo on it, and it has hand sanitizer packet in there, and
that's interesting.
We're doing some of that, for different. I think one of them was the Spokane, Washington airport.
Wow,
we packaged and sent that. So it's a little bit all over the map, Gary. But
is there still jobs available for that?
Kyle, supply chain. We aren't hiring right now. We're trying to get a few more contracts so we can change that. It's okay.
I'd like,
I'd like to know a little bit more, Kyle, what is the training involved for the remote positions? How much training does the person need? And, you know, for people who are listening all over the country, it might be interested. What is involved?
Yeah, thank you. So we typically have a customer service excellence training that's a week or two long for every candidate. And then we have campaign specific. So if they're going in to do dining reservations for Universal Studios Orlando, they would go through the training that equips them and with the knowledge they need to handle those phone calls. So it really depends on the campaign. We take calls for the Department of Economic Opportunity, their unemployment assistance line. That training is actually 4 weeks, 4 to 5. So it really depends on the candidate's experience and capability when it comes to customer service and using accessible technology. I would say that a strong AT background or ability is pretty crucial in the call center work that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does, and it's really, really exciting.
Hey, Kyle. This is Dave.
Hey.
I had a quick question for you. Of course, Lighthouse of Central Florida, you've got the school, and I'm sure you still got stuff going with that. I wonder if is all that remote going on remotely now, or how is that handled for some people that don't have the remote ability?
Gotcha. So it's been tough. We have been able to write grants and access some of the CARES Act money in order to buy equipment. So say somebody has the ability to have a computer but not a keyboard, we can supply that. We can either drop it off or ship it to them. The tough thing, I'd say, is Wi-Fi, if they don't have Wi-Fi at all. But we're exploring workarounds on that as well. The majority of our services are being performed virtually through phone, FaceTime, Zoom, but we are, depending on the details, approving certain one-on-one and maybe one instructor and 3-4 students if they meet all the requirements per our protocol. So, you know, we really want to make sure if we bring anybody into our facility and if we bring anybody in to meet with our employees that we're keeping them safe and managing that process because it can be hairy.
But if it's like you always find a way of hooking them up anyway. That's great.
That's it, you know. We are the ones charged and trusted by the community to find a way to serve people who are blind or visually impaired. And we've had to be awfully creative throughout this pandemic. But, you know, we have a handful of contracts that we fulfill for the state of Florida. And three of the contracts end every June. And I'm excited to say that at the end of those June contracts, we hit every contract deliverable, even though 99% of the work is being done remotely. So the team has had to be creative and innovative and stick with it, but they're getting the job done, and I'm honored to be on their team.
Kyle, I want to tell you that from what I have heard, even though some of it is not the best it can be, you guys have done an amazing job for the past 8 months trying to make sure services were still offered. So I want to congratulate you on that.
Oh, Sheila, thank you so much for that feedback, and I'll be sure to pass it along. That means a whole lot, particularly coming from you. Thank you.
Not an easy task, that's for sure.
So
no,
anything-
it hasn't, but you know.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say it's two things. The last point on Lighthouse Central Florida, though, is that it's not been an easy task and not always terribly fun, but it's so worth it when you see the impact it makes on the individual. Certainly a lot of people who live alone, who are, newly diagnosed as blind or visually impaired, and, you know, they can't get out there. They haven't learned orientation mobility. There are a lot of psychological drawbacks to that. So Amen. We're sensitive to that, and we want to be there for them. And then the last thing I'll just say, celebratory-wise, we did some math, and since inception at Lighthouse Works, we have paid over $4 million in real wages into the pockets of competitively employed blind or visually impaired employees, and now we're actually on a million a year clip now. So every year we should be paying in excess of $1 million in wages. So it's really
that's really great.
Wow.
Yeah. That's exciting, yeah.
That's on top of educating people is amazing. Kyle, let me tell you, this is Brenda, Dave's wife. And,
hey, Brenda.
You know, hey, hon. And it's crazy because anywhere that I happen to go, physical therapy or a doctor's office is the limit these days. Darn if there isn't somebody that's familiar with the Lighthouse. And there will be somebody that's either visually impaired or blind. And I will hear some Mr. Vox or phone or something like that. I'll mention to them about the Lighthouse. Oh, yes, I've been there or so-and-so. So anywhere you go in Central Florida, people are being impacted by Lighthouse. So we thank you for it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. And thanks to the community that contributes to our mission. And, you know, it's really the community that's making all this happen. They just trust us to do the work because we have the expertise. But we are far from perfect. I'd like to believe that our culture has improved over the last couple of years, that we've done a lot to help develop talent and keep people. And so we're on the path and we're pointing in the right direction, and we're going to get there to where we are really a center of excellence. And I think we are a center of greatness, but you know, we have a lot of opportunities to get better. And the only reason why I want us to get better is because it'll result in more people helped in better ways faster. So yes, if we can do that, I'm all in. And that's the direction we're going.
There you go.
Yes.
Well, if you stop thinking that you can't get better, you won't.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yep. On the money.
Kyle,
and we're not going to do that.
I know.
Well, Kyle, we'd like to thank you for coming on the show, and we look forward to talking to you next year.
Happy New Year, Kyle.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And may it be a healthy one for you and your family. A healthy one.
Likewise. Miss you guys.
Miss you.
All right, and we're here for you.
But the good work. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. We will. Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye. All right, Chris, we're going to go to break, and then we come back, and we're going to
do our first trivia.
We're going to do our first trivia. Yep.
Now we're going to do prayer first.
Oh, right. You're right. My co-producer over there.
I got to keep you in line.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Calling all leaders in the blindness field. Join Vision Serve Alliance, a network of organizations and leaders working to expand opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight. VSA is more than just a membership organization. It's a powerful network of influencers, thinkers, and leaders. Members receive tools like workshops, webinars, and conferences to stay ahead of the curve and strengthen your ability to carry out your agency's core mission. Join as a nonprofit, for-profit, school for the blind, or individual advocate. Now until November 1st, join as an individual associate to receive a free registration to the virtual Executive Leadership Conference. Looking to advertise your business line?
Become a sponsor of the VSA ELC to share your products with decision makers in the field. Visit VSAELC.com for more details.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Sunday Scaries is thrilled to partner with the Blind and Beyond radio show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scary's CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scary's today with a 100% money-back guarantee at SundayScaries.com and save 25% off your first purchase with code BB25.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, whether you are sighted, whether you are blind, please give us a call, 407-894-1680. Right now, we want to hear from our guest host, Charles Brooks. Charles, could you give us a little prayer for the folks?
Yes. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks, we give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you for the blessings that you've been pouring into our lives. Father, we thank you for the comfort that you give to those who have lost so much this past year. And we look forward to the new year and ask your blessings upon each and every one of us, that you guide us and direct us in all that we do. Amen.
Amen. And that was Reverend Charles Brooks.
Thanks, Charles.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Charles.
Thanks, Charles.
He is a reverend. You know that.
I feel better already, to be honest with you.
Me and too. Right now, we're going to go to our first, what do you say?
I would say we're talking to Charles.
Right now, we're going to our first trivia, and this will be...
Michael, make it Charles.
Let's go to Charles Trivia. Charles Trivia. Charles, you're up, Charles.
Oh, I'm up.
Okay.
You sent me this whole trivia blurb, so maybe you want to set it up.
I have my trivia is a song that was very popular. I sent you my writing.
I know, but I thought you were going to do it.
It's very appropriate, too.
Wait.
The name of the song is very appropriate.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. So, Chris, let
here it comes. And no songbirds are singing.
When the twilight is gone, you come into my heart. And
who's singing this song?
Heart, you will stay.
407-894-1680. Who is singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
My prayer is to linger with you at the end of the day, in a dream that's divine. My prayer is a rapture in blue with the world far away.
We'll sing in the song, 407-894.
Close to mine. Tonight, what
okay, Chris. Okay, Chris. So who's singing the song? 407-894-680. Who's singing the song?
Charles, I found the information. But I can't read it until after somebody guesses. So it's really interesting. Now I know why you sent it.
That sounds really old.
Boy, you're building up the intensity here now.
Yeah, I found it. Yep.
Who's singing the song? 407-894-680. Who is singing the song?
All right. Well,
sorry, call in.
I wanna take a trip. We're gonna get all on right. On the airline today, and we're going to fly over to the biggest state in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, we're going to a little area called Fort Hood. That's right.
Fort Hood.
Fort Hood.
Texas.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to let this young man speak because someone on this phone line already got an idea as to who it is. But young man, go ahead and speak your piece, young man. Go ahead.
Hi.
There it is.
Hey,
that's all you got.
Like Brandon.
Oh, we got a rookie here. We got a
rookie.
Not what they call that.
A rookie. He's
what,
a pro.
What they call that?
What? First time caller.
That's my grandson. Brandon.
He's not a first time caller.
I was calling to say happy holidays.
Well, thank you. Well,
thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you, man.
Brandon, congratulations on your baby sister, Julie.
Happy holidays.
Oh, hey, there's Jackson. Hello, Jackson. That was cute.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, boys.
How's your baby sister?
Good.
Oh, good.
You sound pretty excited,
I'm sorry, wait a minute. Brandon, like, wait, hold on. Brandon, how old are you now?
12.
Right, I could tell. It's all in your voice. He's like, I just called to say happy holidays. I'm not really finna get into this whole conversation. How's your sister doing? She good? Oh, thank you.
Don't ask me how old I am or anything else.
Right, don't give me nothing. Bray, I just want to say I love you. Happy holidays. And then everybody else in the background can say whatever. Brady, good job, Bray.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Bray.
Thank you, Brayden. Say hi to Mom and Dad.
Happy New Year, man.
You're a good kid.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
So who's singing the song, folks?
407-894-1680. That was so cute,
Gare. Yeah,
I'm only going to give you one more minute to call in, and then we'll tell who's singing the song. One more minute.
Brayden's a man of few words. He's to the point.
We had the original group in our...
Oh, somebody's got to know that song.
Wait, don't hold on, Mike. Don't. You're doing too much right now, Mike. Hold on, Mike. Give me a minute.
You and I weren't born yet.
Well, I know that.
But I think Chris has got a caller. I think Chris has got somebody.
He does.
Yeah.
I hope so. I want to hear this mystery, but the story about this song.
I know, me too.
Well, you're going to hear it either way, so.
That's true.
You know, Lynn, she's sitting here with the phone waiting.
Exactly.
To read it.
She's got it in hand.
That's right.
All right, so let's take a trip over to St. Martin, Florida. I'm not sure. Where's St. Martin, Florida at? St. Martin County. St. Martin County.
Martin County. I'm on 95 in Stewart.
Oh, so you're over by Stewart. Okay,
Stewart.
Got it.
Stewart.
Okay,
Martin
so
County.
Listen, we're going to talk with Jim from Stewart, Florida. Jim, you're there. Go ahead. Well, you already told us you're here, so go ahead. You got the floor.
I'm here. Jim. I'm out here working.
Hey, Jim. How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing great. I'm working every Sunday night and loving listening to y'all. Happy holidays.
Uh-huh.
And I was calling to see if that song, My Prayer, which is one of my favorite oldies, and oh, I want to say the Pretenders or the Platters. I'm leaning more towards the Platters.
You got
it. You got it. You won. Yeah. You won the Platters. That's right, the Platters. That's right. That was number one song.
What?
It was number one song. That's right. They had the number one song, the Platters.
Jim,
my dad used
the,
to sing that song. My dad used to sing that song.
Jim, don't forget to give your address.
Yeah, because you just won yourself a $10 gift card at Subway. $10 gift card at Subway.
Oh, wow.
Second,
thank
Jim.
You.
Let me read this to you. So Charles looked it up, and it said his song he chose is My Prayer by the Platters. And here's the background. My Prayer was composed in 1926 by George's Boulanger with lyrics added by Jimmy Kennedy in 1939. Sheila, you're right, it's old. And first recorded by Glenn Miller and the Ink Spots in 1939 and is best known by this version recorded in 1956 by the Platters on Mercury Records, reaching number one on the Billboard Top 100. Number one? Yeah, number one.
I got a question. You said Glenn Miller in there with the Ink Spots. Is that the Glenn Miller band with the Ink Spots?
Yeah, Glenn Miller band.
Yeah.
Wow. That was a big band.
Jim.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
You
still there, Jim?
And I were thinking the Righteous Brothers, maybe.
No, wow. Jim, you still there, Jim?
Yes, I'm here. Elvis Presley sung that song once.
Well, thank you very much for listening to the show. We appreciate you listening to the show, and thank you for calling in.
Happy New Year, Jim.
Hey, Jim, don't hang up. Hold on.
Happy New Year.
Jim, don't hang up. Hold on one moment. I need to get some information from you.
Okay.
All right, let's take a trip over to South Florida and talk with our good friend Nigel. Nigel, how you doing?
Great.
Oh, Nigel.
How
Nigel.
You doing? Everybody doing?
Nigel.
All right.
Where you been, Nigel?
Great. Michael,
nice Christmas and Happy New Year, Nigel.
You know, Merry Christmas to you guys. Hey, listen, you know, I wanted to, first of all, I wanted to chime in and let you all know, in case you didn't already, some of you probably already do, that a wish of Merry Christmas is not inappropriate, nor is it belated, because we are still in the Christmas season. Indeed, we are yet in the Christmas octave.
That's
Christmas
right.
is actually a season. It's not just one day. So it's not too late
That's
to
right.
send out a Christmas card or give a gift or wish Merry Christmas. That is
and
the
I'm
first
so
thing I
want.
I'm
you're here to keep us straight.
Okay. Yes, I try. I try. That's why I'm hired. You know, I'm expecting a check in the mail.
Hey, Nigel, we call you Mr. Intelligence.
Well, that's where you went wrong. But anyway, I'll accept every other name, but don't call me that. Oh, you don't call me late for drinks either. Anyway, okay. I know that the trivia has already been answered, so I'm not really calling to discuss that, although I didn't realize that the Ink Spots did a previous version of My Prayer. I wasn't aware of that. And Glenn Miller sang with the Ink Spots?
No, the band played.
The band.
And the Ink Spots sang with Glenn Miller.
Yep. Okay. All right, that's cool. All right, now my... reason for calling was to answer your question about the 2020 issue. You were asking about how we felt about this year that is waning rapidly as we speak.
Exactly.
I just want to put in my happy report that for me, 2020 was an absolutely fantabulous year, and I'll give you one great reason why. It was a landmark year for the Florida Council of the Blind. It was the first year ever that we had a virtual convention. and it was well attended, probably because it was virtual, probably the best attended convention in FCB history, and it was headed and facilitated by the world-famous, eminent, imminent lady of the moment, Sheila Young. She did a fantastic job.
Not the Sheila Young.
The Sheila Young with us this evening. Yes, aren't we proud that she is on our staff. And the American...
I did not do it alone. We had a huge support system from the committees to the executive committee to ACB Radio to all the members that attended. But I do thank you for those kind words.
Absolutely, and it's
thank
all
you,
true.
Nigel.
And you're a great team leader. And let me just say also that the success of the FCB convention was so great that the ACB convention, the American Council of the Blind, who decided to do their convention virtually, used our convention and our procedures as a boilerplate and a basis for their very successful convention. And I
Nigel, thank you very much for calling in. Appreciate it so much. And a happy New Year to you, Nigel.
Happy New Year, Nigel.
We're going to go to our next trivia.
Okay.
Next trivia is Gary Sinclair's trivia. Gary, you're up. Gary Sinclair, up your trivia. Up.
Well, seeing we had such a downer of a year, I thought at the end of the year I was going to play something that's he's a very funny singer, and if you recognize this man, please call us and let us know who is singing this song.
407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
With me.
Okay, Chris. 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song? Gary. While we're waiting for him to call in.
And this guy actually sang this guy actually sang in what's his name? Ed Sullivan Show.
Yeah.
Gary?
Yeah.
While we're waiting, Michael would like to ask you.
I said to you, is there anything you want to say about 2020 while we're waiting for him to call in?
I just want to thank God I survived through it. That's my main thing. I just, you know, I hate the way it has been, and I'm looking so much forward to the vaccination now, which everybody should get this vaccination. We're going to get rid of this virus if everybody take and get their vaccinations. And then next year, maybe we can start getting together again as friends and face-to-face. That's what I pray for.
You mean tell me we should go to the studio again? Is that what
you're saying? Lynn, get your shot, please.
Hey, Gary, question for you. I think that was Adam Sandler singing the trivia.
You think so?
That's funny,
crazy guy.
Something he
We need to get together next year at the studio so we can go down and play with Chris and mess with him.
Gary. Does anybody think they know who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. Does anybody think they know? Oh, my God.
Can I hang up and call in?
I bet Gene out there knows.
Can I hang up and call in?
No.
Gary, knows. I was gonna choose that as a trivia song like a couple months ago myself.
Really?
Yeah.
I just thought of it the other day. I said, man, that'd be a funny song to play. And this guy's actually, if people don't know him, that was his actual voice. I saw him actually live. I went to a bar or something in Buffalo one time, and he was singing there that night. I was really surprised, but that's his actual voice. And that guy was so
Germophobic. He was a very germophobic person.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you, oh, okay, so I get it. Lynn. It's Monk. I got it. It's Monk.
Worse than Lynn.
He's funny, though.
Yeah, Monk. I get it, but yeah.
With that voice, I don't know how he made it, but he was very popular.
Listen,
Everybody want to hear him.
Do we have somebody, Chris?
Yeah, Nigel said he want to take a shot at it. He said he's not
okay,
sure.
Here
he
we
said
go.
He really
okay.
want
oh,
to.
Oh, Nigel.
Yeah, Nigel said.
He oh, Nigel knows this.
He said he really want to take a shot at this one. So we're gonna go back to Nigel. Hey, Nigel, you there?
Hey. Well, since you were so quick to get rid of me, I figured I'd be quick to call back. That
all right, Nigel. Is the Nigel's up from South Florida? Nigel, yeah, who's singing the song?
That is Bob Cratchit's song. Bob Cratchit's son, otherwise known as Tiny Tim.
Yeah, you got there it. You got it. Tim. That's right. Very right. Tim.
Not really Bob Cratchit. Not really Bob Cratchit's son, but you know, very appropriate. But you know, that's where he got his name. I'm sure.
But Bob would have been proud to have a son like Tiny Tim.
Absolutely.
No kidding.
So you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
All right.
All right. I love that.
$10 gift card coming to you. Well, thanks for calling.
Fabulous. Hey, listen.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Hey, you know, I know you guys are you guys are probably going to advertise it again, but I've got to get one of those Sunu bands like yesterday. I just heard about them today on the ad. So what is the promo code again? Is it something 40?
You know what? I'm not looking.
You know what? I'm going to tell you right now. They're not expensive, and they're giving you $40 off right now. They're giving you $40 off, and you say Blind and Beyond. $40 off, and they're not even that expensive.
Nigel, write to me. Write to Michael at Blind and Beyond Radio Show. I'll give you the exact code.
And okay.
They do sound cool.
Yeah. They'll be calling in.
Hey, Nigel, hold on one moment, all right? Hold on one
moment,
Nigel.
All right, guys. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Nigel. Happy New Year. Healthy one.
Thank you, Lynn. We'll be in touch.
All right.
All right. Let's take a journey. Let's take a journey over to our good friend over in Clint, Indiana, who wants to get in and say hi to you guys. My man, the one and only, the fabulous John. John, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Chris. How you doing?
Hey, John.
Hi, Michael, Lynn, Dave.
How you doing?
Hi, John.
Merry
Christmas. Come on, John. Come on. I'm pulling for you, John. Come on. Give me all the names, John. Go, John. Give me all the names.
There's Shirley or Sherry.
That's close enough.
I've been called Shirley before, John. It's okay.
Hey, I'm trying to learn all of them at one time. That's hard to do.
You were doing pretty good, though.
Good job.
I told Chris I knew the answer to that right off as soon as he started singing. I think he sang that song the first on Martin Laugh-In, Roland and Martin
Laugh-In.
Oh,
Laugh-In,
you
might have. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then
hey, John.
The Johnny Carson show and sang it. Yeah. He got married with Miss, what the heck was her name?
Vicky.
Miss Vicky. He called her Miss Vicky.
Yeah. He got married on
Miss
this
Vicky.
One, the Tonight Show. Tiny Tim.
Yes.
What the heck
was that? Remember that. I forget about that.
A girl's name. it eludes me right
Miss
now, but I,
Vicky,
you know,
Vicky.
It'll come to me to mind about 2:00 in the morning. But I wish you
well, thanks for calling in,
John.
We appreciate you so
year.
Much. Happy New Year. We're going to go to break. We're going to go to break.
Happy New Year. We have to go to break.
Happy New Year. Hey, John. Hey, John. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
Take care, everybody.